Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God for another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah. We thank God for making it possible for us to see the third day of the month of December, year 2021. Beloved, wherever you are, I just want you to appreciate the King of Glory. I want you to worship the Lord. Preserving your life to this day is worthy of praise, is worthy of adoration. Bless His name and worship Him. Give Him the glory, give Him the honor, give Him the adoration. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be magnified. He's an excellent God. We thank you, Father. We worship you. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Father. Today is the third day of the month of December, year 2021. And I want you to begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Aha. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. The Almighty God has been using this program to transform lives of people. God has used this program to work upon people's hearts and they are healed from their infirmity. Many have been delivered from captivity. And I know that the Lord is going to use this program also for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In this program, we are going to pray some prayers. As we begin to pray, you pray the way I pray and pray aggressively. Wear the garment of a warrior and pray loud and clear. Say, powers assigned to waste my life. You are in trouble. There, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to waste my life. You are in trouble. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Anyone that has been penned down to be wasted, I command the power of God to deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is here and you have been having the dream of death, I command that covenant of death in your foundation to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is hearing me now and you have been seeing all their relatives back in your dream, I command the graveyard spirit to let you go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Say this second prayer loud and clear. Say, assembly of witchcraft, assigned against my life from my place of birth, scatter in the name of Jesus. Assembly of witchcraft, assigned against my life from my place of birth, scatter in the name of Jesus. Assembly of witchcraft, assigned against my life from my place of birth, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody is here. You must pray this prayer for the next 10 minutes because the power that is attacking you is from your place of birth. Your placenta was stolen on the day you were born. And that placenta where it was kept now has become a bondage in your life. I command the fire of deliverance to locate that place and exhume the placenta. And I command fire to set it ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hand now on your chest. Say, seed of witchcraft in my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Seed of witchcraft in my life. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, every dream planted by witchcraft power in my life. There, in the name of Jesus, every dream planted by witchcraft power in my life. There, in Jesus' name, we pray. There are dreams that are designed to bring people back to square one. There are dreams that are empowered by witchcraft spirit, designed by witchcraft power to bring people back to square one. That is the kind of dream we call dream planted by witchcraft power. There are dreams that are planted by witchcraft power to bring delay into the life of people. Dreams like seeing yourself in the place where you live when you were young, dreams that seeing yourself constantly in your primary school, dream of seeing yourself play with snail, play with tortoise, dreams of seeing yourself wearing back the uniform you wore when you were in secondary school. All these dreams are programmed by the enemy, programmed by witchcraft power to bring someone back to square one. They are programmed into the life of people to cause delay. That is why you are going to shout, say, every dream planted by witchcraft power in my life, in the name of Jesus, every dream planted by witchcraft power in my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power of my father's house projected into my dream, there, in the name of Jesus, every power of my father's house projecting into my dream, there, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every power of my mother's house projecting into my dream, there, in the name of Jesus, every power of my mother's house projecting into my dream, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, dream of backwardness, there, in the name of Jesus, dream of backwardness, there, in the name of Jesus, dream of backwardness, there, in Jesus' name, say, dream of disappointment and failure, scatter, in the name of Jesus, dream of disappointment and failure, scatter, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, God has been doing a lot now, and mighty wonders will continue to happen right away. I speak into the life of someone that can shout a loud amen. After this prayer meeting, after this broadcast, your stubborn enemy shall surrender completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Few days ago, I started teaching on delay must expire. And I told you that delay can be programmed into the life of people. Delay can be programmed into the life of people right from the time they were born. Delay can be programmed into the life of people when they were still in the womb. Delay can be programmed into the life of people when they are growing up. When delay has been programmed into the life of someone, that fellow will be having dreams of seeing himself back in a very old places. When delay has been programmed into the life of someone, everything in his life from primary school to secondary school, his own will be delayed. He will write exam, they will not see his paper. He will write exam, they will not mark his paper. He will write his exam, they will not see the results. He will want to get married, the husband will not come. All these are delay programmed by the witchcraft power. There are dreams that you have to scatter when these dreams are appearing. It's so that delay has been programmed in. Understand that delay will make things to slow down. Delay will make people of your mate to have gone ahead of you 15 years, 10 years ahead. Delay can make the hope defer. Delay can make somebody's hope to be to go down. That's why the Bible says that hope delay makes heart sick. Delay can make heart sick. Delay can make the spirit of somebody to downcast. Delay can make somebody weak spiritually. Delay can make somebody to get to a stage of not praying again. Delay, they are instrument of darkness programmed into the life of people to make them off the track that God has put them. Delay, this is one of the instruments of darkness to vibe people away from the course of their destiny. Oh, that is why you see people, they will leave the arena of prayer. They will go extend to go and meet some people to do charm for them. They will go and meet some people, they will swallow eggs. They will go and meet some people, they will go and bait in the river. Delay will cause people to do what they ought not to do. Delay will ought people to do something and they will say, oh, I have to just do it. Every delay programmed into the life of anyone that is hearing me, may that delay expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. What you can do against delay, let me tell you. Number one, Repent of your sin. Number two, pray that God should reveal to you whether that delay is from him or is from the enemy. Number three, remove impossibility mentality. Remove it completely. Number four, contend against delay with aggressive prayers. And that is what we are going to do now. Get ready. Bring out your oil. If you have a bottle of oil, bring it out. If you have a bottle of water, Father, I pray that the oil and the water shall be anointed by your power. The blood of Jesus shall flow into them. And they shall carry the power of deliverance. The oil shall receive fire. The water shall receive fire. I pray that the blood of Jesus shall move into them. And they shall become an instrument of power. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little. Now, we are going to shout. Say, every village masquerade troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, every village masquerade troubling my destiny. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, the hand of household witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The hand of household witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The hand of household witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name, pray. As you are praying this prayer, things are happening. I want you to concentrate and pray that prayer more. Take the oil and anoint your head and pray very well. Are you ready? Say, every curse assigned to stagnate my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse assigned to stagnate my destiny, break, break, break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your stomach. Thank you, Father. Look at something is going on. Say, every serpent and scorpion biting my blood, sucking my blood, biting my organ. In the name of Jesus, every serpent and scorpion sucking my blood, biting my organ. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, anoint your chest. Say, witchcraft animal programmed to trouble me, come out. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft animal programmed to trouble me, come out. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Look at something is going on there. The hand of the Lord is upon 122 people. And the yoke programmed into your life when you are young has just been broken now. Yes. I command the yoke of lust to be broken. Yes. I command the yoke of infirmity to be broken. I command the yoke of delay to be broken. I command the yoke of untimely death to be broken. You marital delay, I destroy you now. You conception delay, I destroy you now. You career delay, I destroy you now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft delay programmed into the life of that sister, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at something is happening there. Some things are getting out from the body of that sister there. There's a sister here. You had a dream that a strange animal bites your right breast. And since then, you have been having attack there. Take the oil, rub it, and command the evil poison in that breast to go back to the sender. You will be relieved and be totally free. Anoint your hand now. Lord, let this arm prosper. Let the yoke of darkness be broken. In the name of Jesus, anoint your legs. Lord, I command the leg right now to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. This leg, receive the touch of fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your prayer request. Father, I pray that all the requests shall be answered. The voice of heaven shall come upon this request. In Jesus' name we pray. You are here now. You have been looking for the fruit of the womb. I bless your womb right now with the blessing of the twins and with the blessing of the triplet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have reached the age to get married, the yoke of marital delay shall be broken in your life. And God shall say to you, all business that are down, rise up and be revived. In the name of Jesus Christ. That brother, I pray for you right now that the yoke of poverty in your life shall be broken. in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray for all your children here, all the children that the Lord has given to you here, and they have been giving you some pain or problems. The Lord shall deliver them from captivity of witchcraft, and you shall have testimony in Jesus' name. I see three property that by the grace of God, within 7 days, it will be sold. You have laid this property out to be sold for many years, and nobody has come. Within 7 days, the Lord will sell them, and there will be testimony. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The yoke on that property has been broken. The anointing of Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Move closer to where the property are. Lay hands upon it. Anoint the property. And off you go. You see testimony. It is well with you. May God continue to help you. May God continue to assist us. May the glory of God never depart from our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across with us, send information to my WhatsApp number. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you so much. Make sure you read Psalm 91. Take your time and praise God for the next 10 minutes. And God bless you more. In Jesus' name.